When the on-air mic goes off, the talk begins. It's Talk Talk with Martha Quinn.
What?
Party over here.
Party over there. Party over. Well.
I'm coming out, so you better get this podcast started.
I'm coming out. I'm coming.
I like that, Martha.
Thank you. Oh, no, wait. It started.
Wow. Wow.
I like it. You were riffing on the whole concept. I appreciate that. That's what I appreciate you ladies. You really take the ball and you run with it no matter what gets thrown your way. You're like, okay, we'll go with that. You're like the ultimate improvers. I'm serious. Oh, you are. You always take every ball and run with it no matter what comes towards you. And I appreciate that about you. Welcome to Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. This is the podcast that features executive producer Christy.
Hey.
Our morning show producer, Karina Velasquez.
What up?
There we go. Christy, Karina, and I can be heard together on The Martha Quinn Show, which airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Pacific time on iHeart 80s at 103.7 in San Francisco. But ladies, suppose I'm in Wichita, Kansas. How could I hear our radio station? Would that be possible?
Mm-hmm. Totally possible. There's a bunch of different ways you could hear it. iHeart80sRadio.com.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
And you can.
Yep, there's just a bunch of ways you can hear it. And you just have to, you know, find out somehow. I don't know who might be able to give you that information. Oh, I don't know. Maybe just the people who are on the radio station might want to seize this here opportunity. So how can people hear us if they're not listening in the Bay Area, tuning in to 103.7 on the FM dial? How else can people hear us?
On our free iHeartRadio app. You can download it in the App Store and then just search iHeart80s at 103.7. Make sure you add the at 103.7. Otherwise, you'll get some random generic 80 station and not this awesomeness right here. And then iHeart80sRadio.com is another cool way. There you go.
Karina, any other suggestions?
Yes, you can ask Alexa because she's pretty cool. Hey, Alexa, play iHeart80s at 103.7. And she says, yes, of course, whatever you like, Karina.
I have to say, I do love Alexa because I'll be cooking and I'll be across the kitchen and I'll just yell. I'll go, hey, Alexa, play iHeart80s at 103.7. And then she'll do it. Or, you know, if my husband comes in, he's telling me something, I'll say, hey, Alexa, turn the volume down. And she'll do it, you know. So it's pretty, you know, of course, there's always that little aspect as to, you know she's always listening. So it's a little funny relationship that we have with Alexa. But yes, that is how you can hear us anywhere on the planet. This podcast is what goes on when the records are playing. And by records, I mean the best selection of 80s music on the planet, I guarantee you. And we have the best DJs. Christy is here from 10 to 3. Ron Michaels from 3 to 8. Clarence Barnes on the weekends. Little Ricky hosts Flashback Friday night. It's all 80s new wave from 8 to midnight. We've got Casey Kasem's American Top 40 Countdown every Sunday, twice, in fact. If you love 80s music, you will love this radio station. I've been in the 80s business since the 80s. When I was 2 years old, this is an arena that I know about. So I promise you this, if you love 80s music, you are in the right spot right now. So the name of this podcast, this is the short story of this podcast, Martha's Amazon Problem.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. That sounds like it might be a serious, deep-rooted issue. And I have a feeling I already know what this is.
Mm-hmm. I need to go to AA, and my A is Amazon. I need to go to Amazon Anonymous because here's what happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for example, yesterday, I got it into my head. Like, I like to have my neck warm. I have a scarf that I crocheted for myself. I am not even kidding you, like 22 years ago. And it is so beyond ratty. But I wear it all the time. It just does the job. I like to wrap it around my neck because I like sort of a turtleneck feel, mm-hmm. even when I'm not wearing a turtleneck. So I started thinking, oh, I know, I need a neck gaiter. Don't worry, not to wear as a mask, but literally to warm up my neck. So, okay, this is some of my search from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Polar reversible neck gaiter, multifunctional headwear, filter tube masks, because then I started thinking, okay, maybe it's tubes that I want, knitted and fleeced neckwear, kids knitted neckwear, because I don't want that big, giant snood look.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by a snood?
Yeah.
Where you're just like swimming in a bunch of knitted stuff. I just want like a little collar. So then I'm looking up women's knitted tube neck snood acrylic small. I mean, I was going all over the place. I wish I had the times on my history, but I was probably there. My son even called. I was like, yeah, I'm here. I'm just doing something. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I'm just doing something. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just doing something. I was probably on Amazon, I don't know, like an hour. And guess what I decided at the end of the hour?
You'll get it later?
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
And then I start Googling vitamin C vegan chewable. And I'm like, okay, Martha, stop. Stop right now. Stop. Because by now it was like 9:30 at night. And that's late. That's late for me. I got to have lights out. That was late. I'm like, okay, stop. Stop right now. Do you ever have this? Have you ever gone down an Amazon rabbit hole and all of a sudden you come to? It's like literally you come out of a trance and you go, what am I doing?
Every time I get articles on the best Amazon products or Amazon products under $20, I get completely lost in all those articles that pop up on me. And I spend a good amount of time on Amazon. And then I start scrolling down and they say, you know how they have the recommendations? We also recommend this for you.
Customers who viewed this also viewed.
Yes. And then there goes another window and another window. And I spent a lot of my time on all those articles, especially when BuzzFeed has like the 100 items you need for the winter.
How dare they?
Go through every image looking at every single item on that 100 list. And I'm like, do I need this? Do I need that? Do I need this? Yeah, it's time consuming.
And what percentage, like if you are looking at the 100 things that BuzzFeed says you need, how many of those things do you think you actually get?
Probably none. And I probably bought two things. The other day I was looking for, and I think I was telling Christy this, I was looking for an electric toothbrush. And I said, okay, I'm really going to buy an electric toothbrush. So I got all excited and I started looking. And then here comes, pops up another electric toothbrush. And this style of toothbrush, the bristles are round, the bristles are long. And I was like, oh man, this one's black, this one's white, this is a pink handle.
The charcoal bristles.
Yes. And what did I buy? Nothing.
Okay, let me hear.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make up my mind, but I went down this whole path of electric toothbrushes and what's the best and which one should I get? Is it good if I get an expensive one or a cheaper one? Christy's like, can you just get the toothbrush? Can you? Because I don't
And then what do you do? You wind up getting nothing, and then you brush your teeth that night with your same ratty old toothbrush with the, you know, like bristles like sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I feel you. And after a while, too, I go, you know what? I don't need any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything.
I don't have the ratty old toothbrush, but I do still have the handheld toothbrush that I got like last week because I went to the dentist and she was, and I the only reason I was going to get an electric toothbrush is because my dentist told me, you know, you should consider getting an electric toothbrush. They work better. And I was like, oh man. But yeah, Amazon, man, they get me every single time. The suggestions, the pop-ups, all that.
Christy?
I definitely do my fair share of searching, but I also do my fair share of purchasing as well.
Yeah. So you're more of a purchaser. I think that's good. I think that's almost better to be more of a purchaser because then it's not a total complete waste of time.
No. And I do spend a lot of time comparing because for me, I always want the best deal. Mm-hmm. I want the best deal because at the end of the day with Amazon, it's like Costco. You can always return it. So even if you get it and you don't like it, I have no problem returning an item to Amazon. So for me, I'll get it, I'll read the reviews afterwards, and then I'll search the internet to see if I can find it cheaper. And if I can't find it cheaper, then I'll eventually get it at Amazon and then try it for a couple days. And if it doesn't work, then I'll just return it. And I find that to be the easiest thing. But I have spent many, many an hour looking for an air conditioning, personal portable air conditioning unit. And I still haven't found one, but that's just because I haven't found one in my price range that'll be delivered in time that I really, really like that I'm happy with.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember that little humidifier that I used to have? It was like on a straw and it was that little pink cowboy hat and you put it just in a water bottle.
Yeah, you really liked it. You gave us those for Christmas one year.
Yep, still have it.
Can I tell you how many hours of looking up little personal humidifiers that took? And a billion different companies carry that same product. So like you, Christy, I go through, well, which is the best? Which seems to be the most reliable company? How come this one has 4 stars and it looks like the same product, and this one has only 2 stars, but it looks like the same product, and this company carries it in pink, but this one Amazon itself sells. So, I mean, something silly like that, I mean, those things probably cost $10 to $110 a piece, because I gave each one of you one, right?
Right.
So
you did.
Very expensive. Very expensive items. But yeah, it is really, I once spent weeks looking up fermenting Crocs, because I had it in my head I wanted to make my own sauerkraut. Weeks. I'm not kidding. I deliberated. I reviewed. I looked down all. I went to company websites. I finally reached a decision. I ordered my fermenting crock probably 2 years ago. I got it. Guess how many times I've used it?
Once.
0 times.
Zero.
Oh.
It's okay. It happens to the best of us. You are not alone, Martha Quinn, in any of this. Just know that.
I just feel so bad.
Just know you are not alone, and we are here for you and support you.
But you do find some amazing randomness on Amazon, which I really like. Just to, like, you were the one that introduced us to that humidifier, that air purifier, Martha, like you, the ones that you gave us. I never knew
they are really such cute, little I have tiny to say. Things
like that existed. I never knew that. Or Amazon will come out with a list that says things you never knew existed. And then there goes another rabbit hole where you start buying, you know, all kinds of craziness.
Will you still be my friend if I tell you that I once ordered a scooter with the idea? And this product exists, by the way. This is one of those products you never thought existed, but it does. Scooters that you stand on and your dogs pull.
I think you talked about this in a podcast before. You talked about this scooter, and that scooter was sitting out in front of your house for the longest time, collecting dust.
I didn't hear about this.
Could go wrong with standing on a scooter and have it pull you down the road by your dogs? And somebody else comes walking up the street with their dog. I thought this was the best idea ever because, you know, my dogs, they need a lot of exercise. I didn't even tell my husband. I finally ordered it. Weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of investigating, you know, comparing. I finally get it. My husband says, "What's this?" I say, "Oh, it's a scooter, and I'm going to hook the dogs up to it, and I'm going to ride around the neighborhood." And he's like, "Are you even kidding me?" I said, "No, it's a great idea. The dogs need all this exercise." And I swear, the second I pulled it out and I looked at those harnesses, and I looked at my dogs, and I looked at those harnesses, and I thought to myself, "Oh, I'm going to get killed."
Exactly. No.
I'm going to get dragged down the road by my dogs when they're chasing a chihuahua. That's what's going to happen. So, but I wasn't even worried. I said, okay, I can use these harnesses as like some kind of leashes. And I put them away and I thought, I'll scooter around the neighborhood. It's good exercise. Guess how many times I've scootered around the neighborhood?
Zero.
Of course, zero. I threw that rusty thing out like a year ago.
Plus, how is it exercise for you? That'd just be exercise for the dog, right?
Well, you know what? It takes a lot of calories to hang on for dear life. It really does.
I appreciate the people that I see riding around on a bicycle and then their dog's right next to them, you know, running side by them.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. Because I'm like, well, you're getting exercise through there, but I don't know about a scooter.
Is the dog attached to the bicycle? Because
I did
just this morning see a new product where the scooter has like a metal almost cage next to it that the dogs go into.
No.
And okay, I'm just saying, but they can't go rogue on you because they're in this like contraption. So I do confess, I was like, oh.
Don't do it.
Maybe that won't work.
Don't do it.
Hang on.
All right.
Right?
Hang on. Well, do you have an Amazon problem? If so, what catches you? What rabbit holes do you go down on Amazon? What's the craziest thing you ever bought that you used or didn't use? Please let us know in the comments. And by the way, this reminds me, I am putting together my totally awesome gift guide. Maybe I'm going to re-put on there those little cowboy hat humidifiers because they really are cute. But if you have ideas for cute little gifts that you find on Amazon, like, for example, Christy and Karina, you guys both got that little milk frother.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a perfect example of what should go on my totally awesome gift guide. And so this way, what I'm going to do this whole rest of this afternoon is I'm going to scroll around Amazon and I'm going to find things for my totally awesome gift guide. So it's a win-win situation. I could get my Amazon fix mm-hmm. and put together my totally awesome gift guide.
You should check out Etsy too.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good one for some shopping. You know?
Okay, what's the last thing you bought on Etsy?
A t-shirt for my friend Nichelle last week.
I was actually just Googling or looking up on Etsy MTV t-shirts.
See? It's great. Yeah. It's great. Etsy is wonderful.
And they're owned by Amazon now, actually. So it still fits under Amazon problems.
But Etsy's more of, isn't it? Am I right that people are making this stuff, like kind of handmade?
A lot of things are
crafting,
handmade.
Crafting mm-hmm. the stuff, right?
Not everything
but not
is handmade.
Always.
Yeah.
Can be like used stuff, like the MTV t-shirts.
Yeah.
And what else? What have I gotten on Etsy? Oh, gosh. You can get all kinds
all
of teas,
kinds of,
yeah. tea strainers.
I got some earrings off of Etsy.
I've gotten earrings on Etsy. The ones I'm wearing right now. These are from Etsy. I actually love these earrings. So, okay. I'll see you in about a month. I'm going to go on an internet binge. So let us know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Talk Talk with Martha Quinn. It's always fun to have you join in what's doing when the records are playing. Get a feel for me, Christy and Karina, who you hear every morning from 6 to 10 on iHeart 80s at 103.7. The best 80s music on the planet. I promise you that. Thank you so much for being here. Until we see you again, I'm Martha Quinn.
I'm Christy.
And I'm Karina.
Miss you already.